Task 2, page 4. Text 1.
Every country has its own characteristics and defining traits. However, there are some things which seem to be distinctly British when compared to other nations. In fact, many people in the UK, as well as bewildered observers abroad, seem to agree that these play a big part in Britishness. According to surveys conducted in the United Kingdom, these characteristics go beyond mere stereotypes. They have a sort of universal truth and are actually regarded warmly by British people, who, perhaps surprisingly, agree with some of their neighbours' observations. It goes without saying that character is high on the list of defining traits. After all, the famous British stiff upper lip is legendary. Keeping control of one's emotions, not being prone to hysteria, and maintaining a stoic demeanour in the face of adversity are matters of honour for the British. The survey also discovered that this goes beyond emotional reactions and also extends to behavioural responses to situations. For example, the British tendency to state that things are fine when they are clearly anything but, or the refusal to complain or make a fuss over bad service. Humour also factors in the results and is one of the big points that people from overseas notice as well. British people tend to have a dry sense of humour that can confound other nations. It's little surprise, given the British stiff upper lip, that humour which displays emotional neutrality as a contrast with the absurdity of a situation would be popular. However, the British use of sarcasm and surrealism in humour can confuse non-British people. Gallows humour that focuses on the grim side of things in no-win scenarios is also popular with the British, as is the art of self-deprecation. With British culture, what you say is often just as important as what you do. One area that British people tend to excel in is the art of conversation, or more accurately, small talk. It turns out that British people really do like talking about the weather. In fact, they have the ability to talk at great length about this subject, which most people outside of the UK would find rather banal. Surveys found that this habit to wax lyrical about the inconsequential is actually the most British trait. Don't forget the British insistence on saying please and thank you also. This brings us to our next point, British manners and their social importance. Without a doubt, when people think of British culture, the word polite comes to mind. There's more to this than language, however, as good manners are held in high regard. For example, in the UK, people will often hold doors open for someone, even when they are impractically far away. Other examples of good social conduct include respecting a queue. In Britain, no crime is worse than jumping a queue. Yet even though these traits are widely agreed to make up Britishness, surveys have also revealed an important fact. These views, while still strong with older generations, are becoming less important to younger people. Interestingly, 1 in 3 think that the definition of typically British has changed since Brexit, and a third of people think it will continue to change now the UK has left the EU.